Good morning. So here we are, having arrived in the new year. Some have said that 2022 is 2022. Also, we will find out. God knows. In the new year, it's often associated with second chances, a fresh start, time of renewal. It's an opportunity to reflect on everything that happened the previous year and look forward to and make plans for the coming one. An acknowledgement of the time that has passed, and looking to the time that we have left. Realizing that we are one more rotation of the sun closer to the completion of our life. It's fitting that we are at this point in the new year between the nativity of our Lord and on the way to preparing ourselves for the Feast of Theophany. Just as the nativity is a self-revelation of God himself to his creation, so Theophany is another opportunity to enter into God's revelation of himself to us. We have the themes of renewal in the waters of baptism, washing away the old man, and beginning again with the new man. And we hear in the gospel reading for this feast, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God has a desire for us to be joined to him. This is the reason why he was born of the Holy Theotokos. This is the reason why he entered into the Jordan River to be baptized. Not for himself, but for us. A common refrain of the early saints is that God became what we are, so that we might become what he is by his grace. Our unity with him through baptism and a life lived according to his commandments, through these things we are made co-heirs of the kingdom of heaven with Christ. I'd like you to consider for a moment the oldest son of a king, since we're talking about heirs and kingdoms. The prince is destined to inherit his father's kingdom. This is what he's born for. He is raised with this expectation, and his entire youth is spent preparing for his future vocation as king. And there are certain expectations of him. His behavior, his speech, those people he surrounds himself with, making sure that they are all befitting of the heir of his father's kingdom. And this prince has a choice. He can accept his birthright and prepare himself accordingly, or he can rebel against it, putting off preparation until it's too late, or rejecting it entirely. And so that's the question, brothers and sisters, that we must ask ourselves today. Following our Lord's nativity, in the new civil year, and preparing ourselves for Theophany, as co-heirs with Christ, what have we done in this past year to make the kingdom of God a present reality in our lives? How have we multiplied paradise in our home, our church community, at work or school? And how are we going to do this in the coming year? Regardless of whatever it might bring, how will we make the kingdom of God a present reality for us and those around us? One of the saints that we celebrate today is Saint Seraphim of Sarov. We have him on the mural on the highway side of our church. And he's right here. Thank you. This is exactly what he sought to do, was to make the kingdom of God a present reality for him and all around him. He famously said, "Acquire the spirit of peace, and 1,000 around you will be saved." What more is this than making the kingdom of God a present reality? In a time where so much feels out of our direct control, there is one thing that we can always control. And that's how we react to the people and the events that we encounter. Will it be in a Christ-like way and following our baptism? Or do we respond in rebellion to that birthright that we have through our baptism and choose to follow our own way? In our men's reading group, the question of actualizing the kingdom of God in this world came up. How is it done? And the answer was provided very, very nicely for us, very straightforward. The kingdom of God is actualized in this world through virtue and through God's grace. God's grace we can do nothing about other than to participate with or reject. But the virtues we have much more of a say in. And it goes on to delineate, what does that mean? It means keeping the commandments, humbling oneself, being sober and temperate in all things, and giving thanks to God. And so keeping the commandments. We know the Ten Commandments. We learn those in Sunday school. But how do we apply those to our lives? How do we know what this means? Well, we learn the application of these commandments by reading the scriptures, by attending the services, and submitting ourselves in doing so to the guidance of the church. Humility also is a well-known virtue of the Christian faith, although perhaps one of the more difficult ones. What does it mean to be humble? What does that look like? Well, most of us in our daily lives tend to think about our own desires and opinions while easily identifying the faults of other people. This is pride, not humility. Rather, humility is considering the desires and opinions of others first, while acknowledging our own faults. It's not thinking less of ourselves, but thinking of ourselves less. We're encouraged to be sober and temperate in all things, being careful in what and how much we eat and drink, but also, and perhaps more especially, what and how much we read, watch, and say. We must be sober and temperate in all things. And perhaps the most important is giving thanks to God in all things, in the good times and the difficult. But the difficulties give us a chance to correct our course, to be refined in the fire, unloading those things which are not helpful for our salvation, and being instead united to our Lord who suffered and died on the cross. And we also give thanks for those blessings that God gives us. We give thanks for God's great love and mercy for us, and the comfort and rest He gives us in those calm and peaceful times. This living in the present reality of the kingdom is easy enough to talk about, but it is much, much more difficult to practice, to do. It's not easy keeping the commandments, humbling oneself, being sober and temperate in all things, and remembering to give thanks to God in every situation. Perhaps for a time, but to do these day in and day out, week after week, year after year, and it becomes difficult. We stumble and we fall. And so I encourage you to have this as your goal in the coming year, to make the kingdom of God a present reality for you in your daily life. For in living a life in the kingdom, Christ is continually incarnate in our hearts, and each day is a theophany, a shining forth of God in and through us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.